We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to be able to understand the meanings theoretically, trying to apply them to our lives so that they reflect as our social ethics. In line with the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he said, تَخَلُّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopting yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we will look at the 97th attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Warith, the inheritor. Let's first look at a reference in the Qur'an so that we are able to focus on that reference. In Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, Ayah number 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. And most surely we bring to life and cause to die, and we are the heirs. نَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ, we are the heirs. Now, the root word of this attribute of al-warith comes from waratha, that's the root word, which means inherited. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will inherit everything after the extinction of everyone and everything. He's the only one who remains after those who used to think that they possessed everything. The things which He has given them will be gone. Their existence, as well as that of what He has given them, is dependent on Him and no one else. See, in essence, everything returns and reverts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's put very beautifully in Surah number 40, which is Surah Al-Mu'min. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a very pertinent question. He says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, to whom belongs the kingdom this day? And then he gives the answer, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَّارِ, to Allah, the One, the All-Powerful. It's in reference to the opinion of the majority of people who consider themselves as owners and inheritors. The Day of Judgment, the real nature of the situation is revealed. This call, in essence what it's saying is, who takes possession today, expresses that true nature of that which will be revealed to them at that time. To understand Al-Warith is to know that we are temporal keepers of what is in our hands. We're probably like the honored tellers in Allah's bank. We don't follow the desires of our flesh nor the commands of our egos, but do what Allah wills for His sake and for His pleasure. In doing so, we're able to adopt Al-Warith into our lives. If she cannot decide amongst various alternatives, trying to find the right choice, then recite Ya Warith 1,000 times between Maghrib and Isha Salah, and you'll find you'll be able to come to the right decision. Those who find it difficult to conceive or would like a child, the ayah of Quran of Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 89, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Rabbi, do not leave me without an offspring, because you are the best of inheritors, is an amazing dua that inshallah will grant you the child you so desire. I'll repeat that again. It's Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 89, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Do not leave me alone without an offspring, because you are the best of inheritors.